It's the list goes on. You got Kate. David says you're a lovely person. Good hire. Yeah, you are. You are.
Thank you. You don't know me at all.
Michelle says, just wanted to say sorry for all the annoying super chats I sent during the show. Never apologize for that. That's you supporting us. That's you investing in us. And we appreciate it so much. Send as many as you want. I mean, that's how we stay funded. It's how we operate. So thank you so much, Jayshell. Oh, boy. Joel Pearl says, Kate got me sitting in a chicken joint all alone in Midtown because she kicked me out before doing Listening to Your Boy. Did you?
Yep. You got that's the boot.
Good call. Good call. Throwback and sent a super chat that said, cheers, guys. Thank you for making my work day better. Well, Throwback, you know we always appreciate you. But I haven't got to see the dark side of the ring yet. Haven't got to watch that. It was about Chris Kanyon. And I never met Chris Kanyon, but I wanted to talk to him a little bit. Chris Kanyon is somebody I never met, but might be, when I think about how the ball gets rolling, one of the most important people to my career. Like, I never met him. I never knew him. In the 90s, when I watched wrestling, like, one of my favorite parts was creating things, coming up with new things. I'd sit around, I'd create new little wrestling moves in my bedroom or with my action figures or all that stuff. And I loved Chris Kanyon because that was his whole thing. He would make up new moves and all that. So that always made me want to create something new, whether it was writing or podcasting or something like that. But like 8 years ago, I was invited into a fantasy football league called the Kanyon Cup. And it was comprised of a bunch of Chris Kanyon's former friends after he had passed. And again, I didn't know these people. I was invited in by a guy named Billy Donovan, who was an MMA promoter, still is an MMA promoter, gave me a lot of opportunities. And in there were WWE wrestlers, there were referees, there were UFC fighters, there were comedians who have went viral, very successful. I don't want to name these people, but the person who ran it was Jim Nilsson, who does my shoes. He made the SRS-1s, of all things, and makes shoes for all kinds of people. And getting to know these people, and I can say Luke Hawks was one of them. He was on Dark Side of the Ring. He was wrestled all around the world. He's on heels. He's done a lot of that stuff. And so many of these people that I now love, loved Chris Kanyon. And if that is a reflection of the company that he kept. I met so many wonderful people as a result of Chris Kanyon, even though I didn't have the good fortune of meeting Chris Kanyon. And I if he had not been around, that league would not have been around. If that league would not have been around, I wouldn't have met so many of these wonderful people. And I'll never forget that. And unfortunately, we also lost a friend of ours, Double J, who was in that group. And when that happened, it was so unfortunate. It was tragic. But I did start to hear more stories about Chris as a result and how Chris came to know these people, several of which were fans who happened to know people, and about how wonderful he was. I encourage you guys go read Molly Bell's article on him that came out a long time ago. Molly Bell is wonderful, but I wanted to talk about that because he was very influential and important to my career. And the people that I have come to know and really, really adore and like, that knew and adored him, it paid off dividends for my career just because they're good people that helped me. And that's something I always heard about Chris Kanyon. He was a good person that helped people. So I am not surprised that the company that he kept did that as well. But I'm excited to watch The Dark Side of the Ring to learn more about him. Kate, I think a lot of people were like surprised that Brian Cage and the Young Bucks were on there, but his reach was very extensive.
Yeah, and in so many ways, kind of even like you were just alluding to, like it sounds from a personal and professional perspective that both his in-ring work and who he was as a guy were very influential in so many different aspects, like in sociopolitical ways before that was like a thing. I remember hearing an interview, I think it was Cole Cabana, who had said like, man, it wasn't that long ago that indie wrestling was a place where guys were like leaving WWE to afford their cocaine money. And now it's like a bunch of straight edge vegans advocating for representation. Yeah. Like it's just such a different world. And it's so much, everything is so much more widely known and accepted now. And he was operating in a time where that wasn't. So I'm very excited to watch that. And also when these conversations resurface, it's interesting because they go one way or the other, right? They were wildly negative last week. And now this week, it seems like there's wildly positive conversations that still came out of a dark side of the ring story, right? So it's a nice relief. And it's always nice to see positive light get shown on someone who kind of deserves it more.
Ryan Lambert mentions AJ Lee doing a signing in November. Do you think she's testing the waters? I don't know. I'll poke around about it, though. Somebody's asking about Christopher Daniels in the Impact Zone. Hey, I broke that news last week, my friends. I'm very excited that he's back there. He spent a lot of time there. It's good to see them on a good relationship there, but or on good terms. But I'm not on good terms with American Airlines, Kate. Yesterday was miserable.
Everybody that flew anywhere was miserable, and it seems like American Airlines more than anybody.
Yeah, they wanted to keep our money so bad. So I got there at like noon.
I texted him jokingly and was like, well, we didn't get to do karaoke last night. I'll come to the airport. Let's do karaoke at Terminal A or whatever.
You would have had time. It was B. It was a nice terminal. Very nice terminal.
Well, you got very well acquainted with it, it sounds like. I went to and left emo night before you made it home.
Yeah. Joel says Sean had his own emo night while we were playing emo night or emo fight. Yeah, I did. Oh my God. It was just so miserable. So like an hour and a half before the flight, the delays started. And there were people around. They were looking at the plane that was incoming. It never left where it was supposed to leave. And then they took somebody else's plane and gave it to us, which I felt bad for. But, you know, cold game, homie. Our flight got delayed over 20 times. And I got a fly in here. Damn it, fly. Shoe fly.
Something's got to fly if it's not going to be a plane.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. It just kept getting pushed back 20 minutes. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then the weather hit. And everybody was like, you're not getting out tonight. And dozens of flights got canceled. Dozens. American Airlines had already boarded us on the new plane. So we were showing as on the plane. We couldn't pull up our boarding passes again because they had already been scanned through. So after 2 hours, they got to deplane you. So we were on the runway for 2 hours. They had to deplane us. Didn't tell us any updates. They sent us to a new gate. Didn't tell anybody. They took us off the board. The weather was canceling flights, but we were just pushing back 20 minutes every time. Like it would say departing 7:15 and it'd be 7:25. No updates, nothing. And they would tell me, well, no plans to cancel this. No plans to cancel this. Well, all right, pal. Okay, we'll see about that. And they didn't want to give us their money back at all. And finally at like 10:30. Oh no, they put us on the plane at 9. Sorry. Kept us on the runway for another 75 minutes. Cause they were like, oh, we're going to cut some corners to get you there even quicker. So they put a new route into the thing and it caused a tech error. And they were like, we're going to have to deplane you again. And there was a collective fuck off on the plane. Yeah. And then we pull back up to the gate. And they're like, hey, we fixed the tech error. We're hitting the bricks. And then we get to Cincinnati and they couldn't find a ground crew because it's closed. It was such a nightmare.
Oh gosh.
But guys, I'm about to hop right over and do a Q&A on the live show right now. Kate, tell the people what's up. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me at Kate on Deck IC. You can find me ranting with Alex on Tuesday nights on Sour Graps on Fightful. You can find me at the Mark Order Pod on Wednesdays. And you can find me hanging out later with you, talking about SmackDown and Rampage tonight.
Dr. Sixfinger says, quick follow-up on Deeb. She was posting a few videos last month to try to reintroduce herself as a heel. I'll follow up on that. But Kate, thank you for joining me. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see you in a few hours, buddy.
Until next time, guys, we're out.